So good morning, and to those of you that were with us last night, we had a great time at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club as part of the Ventura Comedy Festival. And it was a great audience, and it's a club. It's got a big, good size seating area. The stage is relatively small, but the stage at the Hollywood Improv is pretty small, too. We actually sold more merch, because we have a merchandise table that we that the guys set up. Alex and Chris were out there last night, and we sold more merchandise last night than we sold at the Hollywood Improv on the first night, you know, so it was not to say anything, you know, about Hollywood, but guys, a little cheap. No, I'm just fucking around. But anyway, it was a very, very successful evening. And also, we got a few pictures, so we put them up on Twitter and on Facebook. Unofficially. I know there's people who are really jonesing for us to hit the, you know, the hinterlands of America. We're going to do that, but we have to roll our show out intelligently, and to this point, I think we have. So we're going to unofficially make our next stop, I believe, Ontario, the Improv in Ontario, California, not Ontario, Canada, because last night I kept saying to Chris, says, you going to Canada? No. Ontario, California, the Inland Empire. So that's unofficially, I believe, and we also have Brea, and then the first show that we're going to do outside of the L.A. market will probably be San Jose. It'll probably be the Bay Area. Now, I don't know whether that's going to hold fast, and don't quote me, but that's what the talk was last night as we were kind of kicking it around via email and text, but I had a great time, and you know, and the other thing that we're going to do is eventually get a director for this thing, you know, and that is like a guy who's going to be able to sit and watch and sort of give us advice on a little more advice than just the usual that's funny, that isn't kind of thing. But we really had a ball, and I think there's, like I said, there's a couple of pictures on Facebook, and there's a couple of pictures on the Thang Twitter, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Let's take a look at some news here this morning. I got to get my fucking shit together here. It was one of those things where, you know, I actually hung around last night afterwards. They had a comic competition. And this is driving me, I tell you, for a year, 2 years, you guys have seen me dealing with this motherfucker. Cannot, for the life of me, understand why I can't get the fucking light on that thing a little bit better than it is, but it's still going to be in a fucking shadow. So they had a comic competition last night, I think in one of the later shows, and they also, Adam Carolla was over at the Crown Royal Plaza, and he was doing his thing at 8 o'clock. So we started at 7, it was Adam Carolla at 8. One or two other comics, I think, came on, and then they had a competition, and we were there kind of hanging after we'd gotten done packing up, and, you know, or Alex and Chris had gotten done kind of packing shit up, and I was sitting at the bar reading texts and you know, and also updating the website and updating Twitter and doing all that social media shit that never fucking ends. It never ends. You know, this whole idea that you can have a social media company, I got to tell you, maybe those work. I think social. We have a social media company, but there's nothing that nothing says leaven like something from the oven, man. And but one of three in original Obama cabinet still serving. One of three. Eric Holder. Okay, Eric Holder is resigning. Stock sell-off, 205 points. Announces resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder. A lot of people, you know, very controversial guy. I didn't think he. I thought he did as good a job as could be expected. I think everybody will micromanage every job. When you are opposed ideologically to a president, there's nothing he can fucking do, right? Especially nowadays, the right wing in this country. is absolutely 100% opposed to Obama. And I, you know, you can call him a socialist if you want. This guy, Pat Roberts, this motherfucker from Kansas, what a stupid cunt. You know, I tell you, if you listen to this radio show for the humor, this is probably not what you want to be listening to or watching this pre-show, because this is where I got to... This is the and I should do a disclaimer at the beginning of this pre-show. I should say, this is the pre-show where we do a lot of prep. And what we do in our prep is we think and talk and we spew. And a lot of it is offensive. A lot of it is vulgar, just as the show is, but even more so here. 20% of Americans 25 or older have never been married. And that just is kind of the way it is. And a lot of this stuff's going to come out are political opinions, and people are going to not understand. It's like the chick that sued. I think the production company that was doing Friends, because in the writers' room there was too much, frank and crass sexual discussion, and she felt that that was sexual harassment, and the court held. Against her. The court ruled that it was the right of the writers to say what they needed to say because they were creating a show, and in the process of creating that show, stuff had to get kicked around. Stuff had to be free-flowing, and if you didn't dig it, you shouldn't be there. And that's essentially kind of what I want to say here. You know, I'm just spewing shit. I'm not doing this to offend anybody. I'm doing this to spew and to talk and to just fucking vent. And if it really still offends after that, then you shouldn't listen to this portion. I would respectfully request that you continue to listen to the show, but if you don't want to, I understand that too. But the fact of the matter remains that we are, you know, doing a prep period here. Marriage rate is down because women want working men and good jobs are scarce. Women want working men... And good jobs are scarce. What's that mean? Women want working men and good jobs are scarce. I don't understand that. Oh, in other words, if you're not working, you won't get... So there's not enough jobs, so therefore guys are unemployed, so therefore women don't want to get married, so therefore the marriage rate is down? I think what that means is you've got a generation of lazy motherfuckers. Yay. All right. Let's move on into the... Next portion of our program, this is called the looking at the news portion of the program, which is what the thing, here we go. You know, I talked to my close personal friend, the dear, sweet Lauren, and I said, what do you look at in the morning? What is your prep process? Where's the fucking news, bitch? Bitch, who do you love? She said, I read Metafilter, Delisted, and Reddit. And those are just the three. She goes to all kinds of fucking sites to get all kinds of shit. And she's got a serious, she's very, very good at current event, current issues, staying on top of stuff. She's a writer, and she is a particularly interesting female writer because she's a comic freak, man. And she's written about comics. She's reviewed comics. Excuse me. So I said, well, what are you into? I don't give a fuck about the Ryder Cup. Tossing the Ryder Cup script, Phil Mickelson injects some drama. What happened? For 3 days, the captains took turns talking about the 40th Ryder Cup as if they were preparing high tea for diplomats. Tom Watson of the United States stressed that the participants in the competition were just playing a game. However, it's now very obvious to all of us that this shit breaks. What? A party political broadcast. Also, Nigel Farage swings for European Ryder Cup.
Nigel Farage. And I love Europe. No, I really do. The wine, the food, the excellent transport systems, the clogs, and the greatest golfers in the world. The Ryder Cup is upon us. And here are my reasons why you, me, everybody, should get behind Team Europe. Now watch this drive. Reason number one, easy. Rory McIlroy, lovely Rory. And what's the best the USA have got to offer? Jim Furyk, the man whose swing has been described as a one-armed golfer using an axe to kill a snake inside a telephone booth. The last time the USA won here was back in 1993 when Two Unlimited were number one. And in the words of Two Unlimited, there's no limit to the talent of this young European team. The names, Hunter, Bubba, Webb, they're not names, they're just noises. Give me noble, heroic names any day, like Henrik, Sergio, or Justin.
Justin.
There's no Tiger Woods. He's hurt his back. How'd you do that, Tiger? Carrying the hopes and dreams of a nation on your shoulders? To quote the great lyricist and golf fanatic Justin Timberlake, cry me a river, America, and preferably a great European river, like the Rhine or the Ouse. We will fight them on the fairways. We will fight them in the bunkers. We will fight them all the way to the 18th green. This is our Ryder Cup, and we're not going to give it away, and certainly not to some flag-waving, fist-bumping, get in the hole, shouting Americans. So come on, you lot. Swing for Europe. Your continent needs you.
Love it. Yanks or Europe, bet now. Dig it. I gotta love that a lot, man. That's a beautiful thing. So that's, where the fuck are we here, man? Scott, very bloody sorry. I've got my, I'm all in a heap over here this morning. That was funny. That was great. Okay, good for Europe. So now I am interested in the motherfucking Ryder Cup. Are you? No? Okay, I understand. So why don't we... Let me see what else they have here. This is kind of cute. Top 10 World Cup nuttiest moments. Goddamn, there's all kinds of shit going on in there. Nick Schirage swings for Europa. Love it to death, man. That's a beautiful thing. All right. So let's go Team USA, I guess. Tossing the Ryder Cup script. I'm going to take a look at here and see what we got here. Phil Mickelson injects some drama. What'd you do, Phil? Well, we'll find out on the show, won't we? Yes, we will, because we're not going to tip our fucking bloody... We're not going to tip our bloody hands now, is we? No, we're not. I didn't think I'd ever look like my mother... reading something, but I never thought that I'd wear glasses, and now I do look like my mother reading something. I'm gonna flip my lid with this goddamn thing. That's what we did, right? We lowered it, bud, isn't that right?
Yeah, I think you did.
I think that's what you did, Phil. You,
Wait, I know what he did. Look at this. Holder revitalized the department, praised civil rights division, protected the rights of the LGBT community. He did a lot of stuff, you know. It's good. Well, I don't give a sweet Jesus.
Well, you're being a conservative.
Yeah, but I'm not one of these knee-jerk conservatives.
All right. There we go. Obama announces Holder resignation. Okay. I got it. I got that fucking thing already. All right, so the Ryder Cup, Syria. Airstrikes targeted oil refineries in Syria held by Islamic extremists. Airstrikes target oil refineries.
Bitch, who do you love?
And I say more power to our Navy as they send them motherfucking tomahawks. And what do we got here, man? FA-18E. This is the Super Hornet, baby. This motherfucker will... Fuck up your day. You know, I just, I'm an old-fashioned American when it comes to this shit, man. You know, I can't, there's only so much of this shit that I can take before I'm absolutely in favor of going in and blowing the motherfuckers to halfway to hell. And, you know, and President Obama, it's one of the reasons why I voted for the guy, which I know a lot of people just don't get, but I was not the least bit fooled. By anybody saying, oh, you know, no, you know. Why is that fucking, Okay. Okay, okay. We have 8:46 here in the morning here on the Good Morning Phil show. And I just thought I'd have the ocean behind us today. I just know it's a beautiful ocean out there, the El Pacifico, man. It's where we broadcast from. It's where we webcast from. It's where we... Speaking of broadcast, tomorrow night, the LA Podfest at the Sofitel Hotel on Beverly Boulevard. I'll be there along with, I don't know who the fuck, Bobby Dooley. I guess we'll do our one-man show. I guess it's the world of Phil Hendry at the... You know what we could do is we could do a... Oh, we could do a pod. Hey, Alex, what do you think of this, man? What if we do our Saturday show? No, I can't do that, man. Well, it's going to be streaming. Ah, fuck, what do I know? We could do a show. We'll do a show. So be with us at the... Just come out and be with us. Be with us. Climb all over it. Love us. And we will be at the LA Podfest. The Podfest, again, which is tomorrow night, and I have no fucking idea who we're going to have with us. I know we're in the Santa Monica room. Well, that's one other thing I got to do. I got to promote the fucking Podfest. Today is Thursday, and I know we've got a... where is that, Bud?
Probably in an email or everything.
Yeah, okay, thanks. That was Bud talking. Let me see. I know what I'm going to do. You're going to love this, man. I'm going to kind of going outside the box right now here. So what I'm going to do is this. Go into the email and grab a hold of this thing. There was an email that arrived last night just after the show. I think it was from Sean, and it had the banner that they want us to use for the Podfest. And I'll go ahead and put that motherfucker up right now. Got something from Alex here. Future dates. Those are all Wednesdays. Oh, yeah, Alex is weighing on that. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are, man. Podfest stream. All right, here we go. Where's... Okay. Bitch, who do you love? Where you at, man? Phil Hendry. I wonder if I deleted it. Alexander Paul. Okay, yeah, I had a meltdown last night for a couple of reasons that were technical in nature. Nothing to get your ass. And I've got some inside information here. We gave you the dates, possible dates, for future shows. The other thing is, today I have I believe that I've landed a job, and I will not say what the job is, other than to tell you, on a show that has been picked up for 6 episodes at least, and I'm going in today to read for the producers and to determine, I think, what roles they would like me to play. So I'm excited about that. This will be our first kind of, you know, Napoleon Dynamite wasn't really... I wasn't a series regular, but I was in every episode because they had me reading characters in every episode. But this will be the first one since then that we've had a regular sort of recurring spot on, and that was in 20... Was that 2012? We did Napoleon Dynamite? Man, I don't know. You know, I'm sort of shaky on that. You know, now what was that? Fuck, I don't know. Okay, let's quit screwing around. I want to show you. Okay, Alex, if you're watching, man, there was a banner sent by Sean, and we should put that banner on the slider. You know. So we should have the banner on the website slider. That's the post there, but, you know, that's about as good as I can do right now, man. That's about as fucking legible and clear as I can be right now. All right.
Bitch, who do you love?
So there is the story that we're looking at here. This is ISIS and all their nonsense, and it looks like America has had to go in and kick ass and take names. That's just kind of the way it happens. Tough fucking shit if you don't like it. Ebola death toll more than 2,900. Now understand, folks, these are all people living in one area of the world where it is being affected, where Ebola is having a terrible effect. Indian Narendra Modi prepares for U.S. visit. That's nice. The heavens are crying ahead of Derek Jeter's farewell to Yankee Stadium. Okay. By the way, the Dodgers clinched the National League West title last night with a win over the San Francisco Giants. You could not ask for a more poetically marvelous moment. I mean, the Dodgers have made a... Let's be honest here for a minute, man. The Dodgers have made this amazing comeback, both on the field and off, since the blackest period in the history of the team, when that poor man was almost beaten to death, Brian Stowe, in the parking lot there at Dodger Stadium by those two fucking pieces of shit that are now cooling their heels in prison. And that was the blackest, darkest, most fucked up day in Dodger history here in Los Angeles. And I didn't even want to know the team anymore. I didn't want to be a fan of the team anymore. No, I don't know if, you know, I mean, I know that it wasn't the team's, it wasn't the player's fault, but it was the organization. The organization's who you root for, you know. You root for the fucking organization. And not just the team, but you become proud of an organization because it's part of your city. Let me see here. So Derek Jeter is saying goodbye to the Yankees tonight. And
you see me and expect something dramatic.
What is this?
Not today. Because with Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase every day.
I see.
Not everything needs a plot twist. What's in your wallet?
ESPN Today's sponsorship is brought to you by the Quicksilver card from Capital One. Earn 1.5% cash back on every purchase.
Jesus Christ, this is a long fucker.
Derek Jeter's greatness is most visible when the lights shine the brightest. He has batted 350 or higher in four different World Series.
Has he now?
The only player in Major League history to do so. This is interesting, too. Jeter has played in 2,743 games, and only in one of those games had the Yankees...
Man, will you look at that?
...from playoff contention for the second time. It could happen tomorrow night. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, only two players, Derek Jeter and Lou Gehrig, finished their careers at least 500 wins above 500. So regardless of how the Yankees finish, Jeter is guaranteed to have the most wins over 500 in Major League history at the time of his retirement.
That's Susie Cube Johnson with that report.
Notre Dame.
Nice uniform, Syracuse.
Saturday, 8 Eastern, ABC.
Boring. All right. That's kind of cute. That's kind of cute. I want to just see it. No, I better not. iPhone. Apple CEO Cook goes from record sales to iPhone stumbles. Is that right? iPhone margin call. This is the article here we're going to look at. And, you piece of shit. You know, it's like everything else, man. I got to get another version of it because we don't have enough. Cook goes from record sales to iPhone stumbles. Okay. Where you at, man? Where you at, man? I got to go all the way here to the article. 10, 11, 12. All right, we're ready to go here, man. Fuck me, man. I love looking at these, call me sadistic, call me weird, call me sick, but man, I love looking at that smart bomb shit, don't you? Woo! Yeah! Look at that, hey? Got a fucking burning warehouse over here, another one just blows some motherfucker up. Yeah. When I think of those guys cutting that dude's head off. Now, my close personal friend Harry Shearer tweeted the other day, this is a typical Harry tweet. You know, if you feel bad about seeing the beheadings, think of how people felt about the Abu Ghraib photos. Harry, I don't know, you know, you're a great guy. You really are. And I know that your background and your upbringing, far different from mine. You're a far more educated guy than me, but I don't see the Abu Ghraib. I understand that there's a guy out there who's just irate at seeing another guy, a Muslim, in underwear with a dog. Okay. Then I see a guy getting his head sawed off live on TV as he is screaming, and you want me to kind of equate those. It's an impossible thing to ask me to do, and I would ask first that you go over to fucking Syria and ask those motherfuckers, if you were irate by the Abu Ghraib photos, think of how it feels to see a guy get his head fucking sawed off on TV. You know? Why don't you ask those guys that? That would be kind of a cool thing. I would like to... That I would like to know. For me to know what the thing, you know, that I want to know about. That I want to know about. But, I mean, fuck me. All right, fuck this, man. All right, I think we are ready to... We're not really ready. I mean, we're not even anywhere near ready, but we are going to do some... Margaret?
Yes, it's good, bud. Could you get me some hot water, please?
Yeah, your voice is never ready.
My voice is ready. My voice is ready, bud. Phil.
Well, Margaret, you see, you've got to do your voice in tandem with mine.
Yes, I understand that, and I always get caught, goddammit. Why don't we just talk like this? I'll continue talking, Phil. Go ahead.
All right.
Now, I'd like to interrupt you, Phil, and tell you that the iPhone, which I think is a very, very... This is a great article here. The CEO, Kuber Doodoo, I don't know the man's name.
iOS?
Apple to release 08802 in the next few days. I just got that upgrade on my phone.
Yes, I did too. Get to know iOS 8. Mail lets you process your inbox faster and write better drafts. Oh, it's bullshit. I just got this.
Do it in my voice, you... I just got this, and this looks like, to put it into the words of some of these young people, do-do-do-god.
Yeah, might as well use the word shit.
I don't use the word shit. But it is real doo-doo. It's just brown, and it comes from the ass of an ape. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
Apple release, yeah. Oh, well, I just got this thing, man. One, two. The things that we find important, you know? The things that we find important. All right. Tony Stewart, this is going to be a shocker for a lot of people. Tony Stewart, not a shocker for me. Not a shocker for me. I knew that this guy was not guilty. Right. One through three. All right, here we go, folks. Here we go, folks. All right, we're back on our live stream now. This is the
Phil Henry Show. I mean, this is the Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
He's very happy at Microsoft.
Wait a minute. We're not ready yet. We got all kinds of stuff going on here this morning, folks. I just saw a very, very significant piece of news that I am going to want to get into very deeply and very permanently and very securely.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Tony Stewart news. Because there were a lot of people that were geniuses on this one. Well, guess what? No, they ain't, man. And when we get into this, man, you better watch out.
Watch your P's and Q's.